Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On September 12, the NCAA Board of Governors made a decision that was absolutely absurd. This is a sports division or a sports authority getting involved in politics, and they're coming on the wrong side of the issue. They are now boycotting the entire state of North Carolina. We're going to be talking about this outrageous decision on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barba, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, the president of the NCAA, on behalf of the board of directors, has released an announcement that they are boycotting North Carolina because of North Carolina's law, which frankly is similar to other states, and that is this. Your non-discrimination categories have to come from the state. You cannot modify those at the local level. And there's good reasons for that from a policy standpoint, because otherwise you have a patchwork of laws that conflict. And if you are an employer with multiple offices in that state, and you have a business location in a county and one in several of the cities in that county, you have all these different conflicting laws that you have to deal with. It is a statewide issue. If you have an issue, you focus on the state. And that's exactly what North Carolina did. Charlotte, however, tried to sidestep that, and they wanted to pass a law that allows men to use women's facilities. North Carolina says you can't do that. Now the NCAA says, we will boycott you, and they will now remove all of the division championships from the state of North Carolina for 2016 and 2017 through the next academic year.
What a misogynistic move by the NCAACP. Really, they've attacked women here, because what they're doing is they're siding with the radical LGBT agenda, the transgender agenda specifically. They're trying to do away with the clear gender distinctions, the binary differences between male and female. And Title IX, for instance, in the context of education, was put in place to protect women from really this kind of discrimination. So the NCAA is saying, we're going to avoid North Carolina because North Carolina has passed a law that protects the privacy rights and the safety of women in locker rooms and bathroom facilities and their showers, so that they don't have to be exposed to men, to be at risk of sexual predators and men pretending to be women coming into these locker rooms. So they are now siding with this radical agenda to the detriment of women, really, across the state of North Carolina and around the country. Matt, more and more states are passing these laws that are protecting women and children and their privacy rights. The NCAA may, if it's going to remain consistent, there are dozens of states that they're going to have to avoid right now.
That's right. I mean, North Carolina is in the news because of what Charlotte did, but I can tell you what, lots of other states have the exact same provision as North Carolina. Very few states, frankly, have a provision in their statewide non-discrimination law that includes sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. North Carolina is in the majority. So if they want to be consistently wrong, then they have to basically wipe out over half of the United States of America and no more competitions in any of these places. So this decision, they say, will impact all three divisions: a 2016 Division I Women's Soccer Championship, 2016 Division III Men's and Women's Soccer Championships, 2017 Division I Men's Basketball Championship, 2017 Division I Women's Golf Championships, 2017 Division III Men's and Women's Tennis Championships, 2017 Division I Women's Lacrosse Championship, and 2017 Division II Baseball Championship. So it's going to impact Division I, II, and III, any championships that are being played or were scheduled during the academic year of 2016-2017 are now going to be moved someplace else.
You know, I think the spokesperson for the North Carolina Republican Party really sums it up well when she said, I wish that NCAA was this concerned about the women who were raped at Baylor. Perhaps the the NCAA should stop with their political peacocking and instead focus their energies on making sure our nation's athletes are safe, both on and off the field.
You know, and they say here, well, this decision is consistent with the actions they've previously taken to promote our values. And they cite to the display of the Confederate flag or the hostile and abusive Native American language or imagery. So, in other words, you can't play in Alabama or some of these other southern states because they have the Confederate flag as part. Some of the states actually have that as part of some of their symbols. And if you're playing Florida State, what are they going to do? You know, the Florida State Seminoles. There's been a poll in the Seminole Indian tribe. They don't have a problem with the Florida State Seminoles. I mean, who has a problem with the Washington Redskins or the Florida State Seminoles? Or you go on and on about these different sporting events. This is political correctness that's just gone crazy, Matt. And now that they're saying they want to have a safe environment, well, they've just created an unsafe environment because what they're saying is, men, you have a right to intrude into the privacy and invade and threaten the safety of women because you now, and in their value system, can go use the women's restroom, locker rooms, and shower rooms.
Yeah, well, you know, what about Virginia? They're going to have to avoid Virginia now if they're going to be consistent.
Yeah, Virginia has the same situation, and you can go on and on and name state after state.
It doesn't include gender identity and you know, so-called gender identity, sexual orientation under their non-discrimination. I mean, you can go state by state by state. The NCAA, frankly, is going to have very few states, if they're going to be consistent, that they can even participate in. This is, people send their kids off to college, parents send their kids off to college expecting that that people are going to be adults and that they're going to create a safe environment to protect their children, their daughters, their sons, to allow them to maintain privacy and safety and modesty. Shame on the NCAA here. They should be ashamed of themselves. And I hope people will rebuke them in droves. I hope people will call them, rebuke them. I hope parents will call their college and colleges around the country, call the NCAA and complain about this because they are siding with a radical leftist agenda and they're putting political correctness above safety and privacy rights.
I mean, can you imagine paying these thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to send your daughter to school? She works hard and gets on the championship soccer team, and then now she has to face having men come into the dressing room when she's preparing for a game.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're doing with this absurd policy. You know, they go on to say that it's just crazy. I am just really disturbed by these sporting entities that have decided that it's their purview to jump into politics, just as much as what you're seeing with the professional football players, where they choose not to stand and put their hand on their heart during the national anthem. You know, that's, you're going out on the football field or the whatever sporting event, play sports, put politics away. You know, we are as political as you can imagine. At the same time, there's a time and a place for that. And don't use these agendas. They're frankly out of the step with the rest of America. Look at what happened to Target. Target jumped into this arena. It should just be making its goods and services. It jumped into the arena and it's lost billions of dollars. This will happen to the NCAA and the NFL and all these other entities that try to jump into this arena.
The polls aren't even close, Matt. The vast majority of Americans agree that women should have their privacy rights and their safety rights, and young girls and women, men also have the right to modesty and privacy in separate facilities. The polls aren't even close on this. The NCAA is on the wrong side of history.
It is on the wrong side of history, and you know they're wanting to protect their athletes, allegedly. That's just a bunch of words. They have no concern for their athletes, especially for their women athletes, that they have just put at risk. It is time to put a stop to this nonsense. You know, this issue is absurd. It's hard to even talk about it in reality. Here, you can literally think you're a woman, and therefore you are a woman? I mean, how ridiculous is that? Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We have resources there available. Matt Barber has a book called Hating Jesus, and it's about the left's attack on Jesus. And this ultimately is an attack It's a rebellion against our Creator who created us male and female. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel, and support us financially with your regular contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.